the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center. The building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out, but I love you very much. I hope I'll see you later. Bye.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for some live Rich Thomas at 4.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, honoring the 40 passengers and crew who died when Flight 93 crashed after it was hijacked in the September 11th attacks.
Their momentous deeds will outlive us all.
Former Vice President Joe Biden also visiting Shanksville after attending 9/11 ceremonies in New York City. At least 23 people have died in wildfires burning from Washington State to Southern California. Several hundred thousand people have been ordered to evacuate, including California resident Toby Waite.
When stress is on the line, you get your valuables, your possessions that you can't photo family. And really, we've left pretty much with clothes on our back.
Fire crews are currently fighting nearly 30 major wildfires in the western U.S. or smaller fires throughout the region. America is listening to Fox News.
Yep, rip, yep, yep, up, rip, yep, rip.
I got a little freaked out because when a guy's on vacation and he puts out a second blog about tropical weather, it's time to pay close attention. So Rich Thomas interrupting his vacation again to join us to give us the light. What is happening that's got you real concern?
Hey, buddy, since that 1 p.m. update where we wondered if there would be some sort of tropical upgrade to this this low-pressure system that we're looking at, coming out of the northwest Bahamas towards South Florida. We wondered at 1 p.m., you know, could this become a tropical depression, a tropical storm, or would they give it the rare classification of a potential tropical cyclone? Well, we now know the fate of this system, that it's heading towards the Gulf, and it's now tropical depression number 19. So what does all of this mean? There's several systems we've been tracking in the Gulf, actually in the tropics, but certainly one in our backyard means more to us. This one could wrap up quickly, and Air Force reconnaissance will be in this system by noon tomorrow. So it's in the northwest Bahamas now. They issued a tropical storm watch for portions of the Florida coast right now.
Oh, man.
Because this thing could ramp up quickly, the South Florida coast. Then it goes into the Gulf of Mexico. Does it become a tropical storm? I think there's a very good chance it does. Now, the next available name is Sally. However, we don't know if it's going to get Sally or Teddy because there's another system way out in the Atlantic that is also ready to be on the verge of being named. So one of them is going to become Sally. One of them is going to become Teddy. And then it heads for the northern Gulf Coast, probably as a tropical storm. Where does it end up? Well, I'm about to post the cone from the National Hurricane Center, and it looks like it's going to be on the northern Gulf Coast, probably, Mississippi, Louisiana. I mean, this is all breaking news. You are hearing this first. I mean, this is so brand new because this just happened. It's all ramping up because of the warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico. Maybe Mississippi, Louisiana, we would be on the right side of that. So that would be some of the more intense weather would be on the Alabama Gulf Coast. How would that affect us in central Alabama? That remains to be seen on some of the tracks. I don't like the European model. The European model takes it farther to the east, and that would be more of a problem for us. So anyway, you're hearing, the breaking news is we have Tropical Depression 19 that will be going into the Gulf of Mexico and heading towards the northern Gulf Coast, could get the name Sally or Teddy, depending on which storm is named first. And it could have an impact on your weekend or early week weather next week. We'll keep you up to date.
I am starting to have a problem with the Hurricane Center giving these names to potentially deadly storms. Who's going to take a Teddy seriously?
Or Sally.
Depends on who's wearing it.
Yeah. That's funny. When you name it Ike, you want to get out of town. When you name it Teddy, I don't know if you want to get out of town or not.
Makes me want to snuggle.
Then the next one would be a W storm, right?
There's two more left after Teddy. And we're going to run out of names. It's a foregone conclusion. We are going to the Greek alphabet after that.
Yeah.
We've only done that one other time in 2005.
Yeah, that was my first year in Alabama. Quite adventurous, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this guy who is now down at the coast is probably going to cut my trip about a day short and head on northward tomorrow morning.
Well, Rosie brought up something, and I think Greg agreed to it, Rich. We believe there's a conspiracy with you going out of town.
This is not the first time you've...
No. There's definitely a history of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you look at my vacation schedule, be very, very afraid.
Look right at it. We're going to send it to the Hurricane Center in Miami so they know what to expect.
Exactly.
It's all too true, and it involves tornadoes as well, so... Yeah, there's a lot of validity there.
We do hope that we can look forward to your presence at some point tomorrow morning. When do you get the update in the morning from
these big updates come out between like 3:30 and 4:00 a.m. and p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and between 9:30 and 10:00 p.m. and a.m.
All right, so
we'll have a fresh one for you tomorrow morning. And you will hear my voice around 6:20 a.m.-ish tomorrow morning.
Man, I can't thank you enough, and I'm sorry that... But, there's this is what makes you tick, too.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great. Certainly, nobody has earned a break more than you have. But on the other hand, I know how much you care. So when something like this comes along, this is your mission in life, and you embrace it. I know
I
you, buddy.
That. I appreciate that, but there's a Mexican street dog next to me here who has not seen me throw the ball all afternoon.
Oh boy! Protest coming! Protest mm-hmm. coming!
Yep, I'll see you guys in the morning.
All right, okay, Rich,
thanks.
Well, that'll take our mind off the NFL and all the other things that are. By the way, David Blackman out with a new blog. He'll be on with us tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
And it just goes on and on and on about more winning, more winning, more winning. And how many Nobel nominations does a president have to get before he gets credit? He's getting it from other countries.
Right.
He's not getting it from...
And he won't get it here, and it makes me sick.
It really is. And people are waking up, man. And I got news for you. NFL losing more than 30% of their opening night viewership from just 1 year ago. That tells me that they've got problems. They've got problems. You want to, you know, placate all your hot-tempered little millionaires who have no appreciation, have never been taught a good thing about this country? Well, you go on ahead. The rest of us who love it will say goodbye.
That's right.
Because I will not be watching. I have actually completely turned away from the NFL over the last 3 or 4 years with all this garbage.
Well, it kills me because, again, it's getting ready to start, so all the hype starts. Mm-hmm. But there's, when you look behind the hype, there's no fans there.
Right.
It's just hype.
You know, I was thinking about today. In fact, I heard a gentleman who's running for Senate against Mark Warner in Virginia, and I pray he wins. He lost a leg serving our country after 9/11, a few years into the war in Iraq. He served two tours there and lost a leg in the process. Those are the people that Gulf States Mobility works with. And this man, I listened to him on a show today, and there isn't a shred of self-pity in his voice. He wants to serve. He's all about term limits. And he wants to, again, this, and we talk about this all the time when we talk about the folks that rely on Gulf States Mobility. They're people who have a level of self-determination that, in a way, can only kick in when somebody has to face a challenge like their clients do. What Gulf States Mobility does is facilitate that human need, that desire to do as much for oneself as possible. And they literally create, in many cases from scratch, the devices and products that help people do that, along with fundamentals like ramps and rails, motorized, customized motorized equipment, cars that will allow somebody who might otherwise never be able to drive now can because of voice command technologies. These are technological miracles that help people have more choices in lives that were so adversely affected. So when you have a chance, please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook. Like them, appreciate, put in a good word, tell James Garrett and Tommy Johnson they do a great job, because they do. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're there, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 413.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Today marks the 19th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Ceremonies and tributes were held this morning throughout the river region and beyond to pay tribute to the fallen. Prattville police are warning the public about a possible scam that is targeting the elderly. The department is currently investigating three cases involving an elderly person receiving a phone call advising that a family member was in some sort of legal trouble after a vehicle accident and needed money. The Prattville Police Department encourages the public to immediately contact police if they suspect they are being scammed and to never submit monetary payments to anyone they do not know. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says a new ADPH dashboard will focus on COVID cases by school system. Some school systems are already sending out specific information to parents about confirmed cases in schools and classrooms. The new database will be updated on a weekly basis. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon at 414, I want to make a correction. It's very rare that I make a mistake.
CBS.
Yes.
All right. It happens. Sure. When you're a big risk taker like I am, you're going to mess up once in a while. I was talking about Kaiser Fine Furniture last hour, and they added a new teammate, and I mispronounced her last name. It's Thornell, not Thornell, like I did. How Midwestern of me to make an error.
I was going
to
say,
like
you sound like you're from the Dakotas there.
Dale Thornell. Dale, I apologize, and good luck, and we're glad that you're part of the team at Kaiser Fine Furniture. What was I going to say? Oh, we used to do a thing before there was the internet. From USA Today, we had a daily feature on our show called News from the Dakotas, because USA Today used to have a thing page.
Every state, right?
All the states. Yeah, and the stuff that would be in the North and South Dakota headlines was so dull that we did a whole news set, but now News from the Dakotas. We also had a sister station in Ames, Iowa. Not the big Ames, the smaller one. There's two Ames in Iowa. And the call letters were W-E-W-E. So we would go to the big wee-wee for... You know what I mean? You're getting the look. I'm getting the look from
no,
Rosie.
No, no. 9 years old in fourth grade.
I was 9 years old in fourth grade then, and part of me still is. I will never outgrow me. Here's your traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got a new accident, the 2800 block of Day Street. Now, if you exit I-85 on to Day, go over the bridge, over the railroad tracks, the accident's going to be right down the hill there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. The accident on Atlanta Highway at Macklemore, they about got that one wrapped up, but just watch out for boots on the ground. That's just past Fried Green Tomatoes out on the Atlanta Highway. Elsewhere, we are busy on the boulevard, busy on the interstates. No other accidents to tell you about right now. Keep it here. We'll update you. Registration for midterm B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenum State Community College. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Coming to Montgomery, October 1st, for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics? It's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to watch the radar closely, all of a sudden we're watching future developments in the Gulf of Mexico. We could see a tropical depression or a tropical storm heading for the northern Gulf Coast later on this weekend. For now, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours, possibly overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, again, a generous supply of showers and storms. They'll be scattered to numerous both days with highs around 90. Same deal Monday. And you can stay on top of tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico by getting our free weather app on your phone. phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On All Request Friday, this and Harold Delaney coming up.
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn.
You're welcome, kids. Glad to do it. It is 422 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was outside checking traffic just moments ago, and I noticed there are some very substantial clouds to the east of us.
Mm-hmm.
And much like yesterday, I'm seeing, you'll see it here on the radar as it moves forward, that red cell is going to pop up just this side of Tuskegee. I think that one particular storm... Yeah. Is getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
See, it starts to turn red right after it gets past Tuskegee.
And we're going east to west.
Yeah.
It's never a good thing.
Moving at a good clip.
Yep.
And it looks pretty close from here. So that was my... Was that a request or a complaint?
No. Nothing.
Seems like
it's
we either
a dial
get
tone.
We either get one or the other.
I got a lot of that earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'd be picking up the phone to be...
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to... be put under a spell by the voice of Eddie Vedder.
No, I think what it was is people were giving out my number like I was single or something, and when I answered, they realized that's a married man, and they hung up.
Do we sound that way?
I hear that I sound broken, so yeah.
You sound broken? I don't think so.
Hey, how about a cute cat story, Rosie?
Yeah, I'd love to hear one.
So I can take the spotlight off Eddie's ever-reddening face.
Yeah.
Now, this is a story about a cat that was in a carrier on an airplane in Delhi. Not a, you know, like...
right.
Blimpies up the street, but...
Exactly.
Real Delhi.
Real Delhi. The city, I think it's in India.
Like New Delhi.
It escaped from the cargo area of the plane. That's a little small cat.
Yeah.
But Wildlife SOS volunteers helped search for the 8-month-old pet. And believe it or not, they actually found this thing after 4 days of laying, not traps, but food, anything to see if they could get it to come out of wherever it might have been hiding.
Hello.
Typical cat playing hard to get.
Hold on.
And then sometimes people wonder why.
Yep.
It's 425.
Listen, they can hide, and if they don't want you to find them, you will not find them. The only way you get them out, put the food bowl out.
Right. So I
That's
hear.
That's true.
Who is this?
Eric the dog.
Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola. I heard Beta broke it, so I thought I'd call and see if he could fix it.
What'd I break?
You don't know. I can't tell you.
No.
It's secret.
I got to read this Jackie Mason thing that was sent to me by Thina the Greek God. This is amazing. And it's appropriate on this day, because 19 years ago, what were we? We were all New Yorkers.
Yes, that's right.
We were all New Yorkers. They attacked New York. They attacked you, me, Alabama, all 57 states. Mm-hmm. We were all attacked that day. And our hearts were with them and our frustrations that what can we do to help? And people went and they filled up blood banks all over the country and did whatever small thing would help them say, I support you, and our hearts and prayers are with you at this time.
Yeah, and first responders.
And now what do we got? We got a freaking communist mm-hmm. who is destroying that town and a governor that ain't a whole lot better than him. And
hey,
Jackie Mason, a consummate New Yorker, has written a piece. It's in the Jewish News. And it's, man, he doesn't pull any punches. It's really great. I may read it. I may do bedtime stories on
that.
That's
not a bad idea.
So, Eric, what brings you to the phone?
I was going to see if you had any bits where they talk about Joe Biden's sniffing proficiencies or tendencies.
We got some Biden bits, but none on that.
That's a real missed opportunity there.
If you want, you can go to Netflix and order their perversion, their
sniffers. No, thank you. I don't need something where I have to wash my eyeballs with bleach. And
there's another company that has no clue. They have no clue what your average American. They're not interested in us. They're interested in extremists.
Well, yeah, it's
I just don't get it. Anybody that could carry a show like that cuties thing, obviously, cares a rat's ass about society in general.
I hope they arrest
the CEO of Netflix for possession of child porn.
Well, there's been so many people dropping them over that. I can't believe they are doubled down and just continuing with it.
Is what they're showing, how you know, the U.S. Attorney Office isn't looking at them for being pornographic. I mean, aren't there things that prohibit from children and acting in such manners?
Well, I've learned one thing from Bill Barr and John Durham. Mm-hmm. Keep your expectations low.
True.
That's a sad day right there. I mean,
if you wanted to see something really catch fire, if the CEO came out as a Trump supporter, they'd have him out of office in a day.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet the district attorney's office would line him up for something nice then. Try to pick out a nice orange jumpsuit for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy. We're living in backwards times. What's up is down. What's right is wrong.
I just think there's more of us than them, and if we have to prove it, we will.
Well, I mean, by the time it gets to that point, you know, it's going to be real ugly. I'm a pretty laid-back guy, but, you know, you back me in a corner, and you probably rather fight a tiger in a telephone booth.
I think most conservatives are like that. It's not our nature to want to loot, to destroy other people's property, burning down forests on the West Coast. These are all arson jobs. Not in my DNA to do that.
Right.
But, yeah, like you said, catch me in a phone booth and watch me.
I'd like to see you cut loose in a phone booth. One of your good old Greg Bedell anger fits.
It happened to me one time.
Is that right?
It happened to me one time.
Was the receiver left on the phone, or was it just wires hanging there when you walked out of that phone booth?
Wires.
Hmm, good.
I bet it looked like the Tasmanian devil coming out of that thing. Had the phone in his mouth.
Probably.
Wires hanging everywhere, things smoking.
You know what?
I'm shooting out of it.
Eric, thanks for the call. I'm going to quote the great John Lennon.
Okay.
Even though Imagine is a ode to communism.
Thank you.
He wrote about peace mm-hmm. so much because he feared the violence he knew that was within him. I totally identify with that. It is there, but it's something I never want to have to use. I never want to have to pull a trigger on a gun. I never want to have to, you know, get into a fist fight or mm-hmm. any of that stuff. But watch
out. Put you in a corner.
Don't underestimate me, ever.
That's right. Put you in a corner.
As my former friend Jack found out in Chicago years ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is there a lame-ass story involved? Could be.
Not one I really want to share.
Okay. Not today.
I mean, it wasn't my finest hour either. Just one of those
but
things.
But you learned something from it, didn't you, Greg? From your...
Hasn't happened again.
Right.
I usually only make the same mistake once, but there's a few exceptions to that. This Jackie Mason thing is great. He says, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world, but I walk down the street to get a coffee in 2020 New York City. I have to thank God I have 2020 vision and the reflexes of a champion boxer to duck any knockdown sucker punches, which is also going on. And this is on 57th Street, what they call Billionaire's Row. I can't imagine what's going on way uptown, downtown, or in the Bronx. Bonfire of the Vanities is like nonsense compared to this. The city has gone to the dogs, the pits, and drared. Makes you want to stay inside and order food. That's what everybody was doing until all their favorite restaurants shuttered. I have a new name for restaurants that are recently closed. They are the Cloved. COVID, schmovid, clove. One after the other, all my favorite restaurants are finished. Where can you get a decent sandwich in this town? And if you don't think of going off on me about some sort of privilege spiel, you know where you can shove it. And you know who's solely responsible for all this? Our two Shbegegi state leaders and city leaders, Mr. de Blasio and Mr. Cuomo.
Yep.
These two schmucks have led us down a dark and dreary path. The two putz is in chief, but really putz is too nice of a word to call either of them. Actually, it's an insult to putzes worldwide to include them in that estimable category. These guys have made our lives intolerable. The degradation of my beloved city has happened in front of my eyes. Well, at least from where I can see on a TV screen while 60 floors up. It's a nice view, but it cost a pretty penny. I know the last time this kind of thing happened, it took someone like my favorite dinner partner, Giuliani, to come to the rescue. Who's going to be our Giuliani this time? I wanted to read that part of it, and there's more, and I'll put it up on Facebook. But what's happened in that city since Rudy? Yeah, you got Bloomberg, and he's very much left-leaning. Got softer and softer on crime, and all of that stuff that Rudy got rid of, including the mafia, started to make a comeback. And I saw it with my own two eyes, friends. I made my first trip to New York in 1982. And you couldn't walk 50 feet without getting panhandled, looking over your shoulder. You know, it was dirty. Trash cans were overflowing. Times Square was peep shows and porn houses.
Yeah.
And by the time Rudy walked out of office, he came in. First thing, as a state attorney, he nailed the mob. He put all five families behind bars, something nobody else had been able to do. And then he went after crime in general, made it real clear, we're not going to tolerate this, cleaned up downtown. Trump comes along and builds magnificent buildings.
That's right.
Great restaurants, great attractions open up. And 19 years after that beautiful city that Trump, Giuliani, and others who gave their life's blood to rebuild Manhattan from what Mayor David Dingbat did in the 80s, which is maybe the most destructive period any city's ever gone through. It's horrible. This guy's been around for all of that. Jackie Mason makes me look like a teenager. But he still loves his city, and he hates what's happening to it. Jackie, if I could, I'd send you to John Lee Paint, send you back with enough paint to paint something positive on a street. Instead of, that's part of the problem up there. You know, they got 27 cops watching a painted right. street while robbers, muggers, and other criminals and looters, and right, they're walking off scot-free because there's no bail there either. So it'll take more than paint. But when you need paint, my friend Mr. Bader here can testify, it makes a huge difference, not only in the outcome of a job, but the value of your home when it's time to sell it. Because it worked for me. You know, when you can use an interior paint in your home like they sell at John Lee, it's called Richards.
That's right.
Leaves an amazing finish. It does make a huge difference.
A good-looking, lasting finish.
And at John Lee Paints, everybody there, this is the universe they live and breathe. So you can count on them to do a fantastic job in helping you pick out brushes, rollers, and all the other things that add up to a great painting project. For exterior, the name is John Lee Solar Proof. Again, a paint formulated to keep mildew development, all the things that can attack a good paint job on the outside of your house. The climate here is your paint's biggest enemy. Solar Proof, well, it does what the name implies. It keeps the sun from fading it and the humidity from invading it. And then, when you need outdoor dirt is on it, you just hose it down and you're done. So go with a good paint and a great business, and that's John Lee, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
436-436.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic Friday afternoon, and we are very busy on the Boulevard, especially East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Taylor Road on both sides of I-85. We have a lot of outbound traffic on Troy Highway, Wetumpka Highway, and 31 to Prattville, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to tell you about. Everybody's playing ball. Be safe on this Friday. Don't be our next accident, okay? Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming to Montgomery, October 1st, for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics? It's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Today marks the 19th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Ceremonies and tributes were held this morning throughout the river region and beyond to pay tribute to the fallen. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says a new ADPH dashboard will focus on COVID cases by school system. Some school systems are already sending out specific information to parents about confirmed cases in schools and classrooms. The new database will be updated on a weekly basis. Prattville police are warning the public about a possible scam that is targeting the elderly. The department is currently investigating three cases involving an elderly person receiving a phone call advising that a family member was in some sort of legal trouble after a vehicle accident and needed money. The Prattville Police Department encourages the public to immediately contact police if they suspect they are being scammed and to never submit monetary payments to anyone they do not know. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to watch the radar closely, all of a sudden we're watching future developments in the Gulf of Mexico. We could see a tropical depression or a tropical storm heading for the northern Gulf Coast later on this weekend. For now, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours, possibly overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, again, a generous supply of showers and storms. They'll be scattered to numerous both days with highs around 90. Same deal Monday. And you can stay on top of tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To not seek only revenge, but to win a war against people that hate freedom and hate what we stand for.
The Democrats.
Didn't they try to find some good?
Make no mistake about it. Underneath our tears is the strong determination of America to win this war.
The American flags.
Sweet dream.
We will
baby.
Not be defeated. We will not succumb.
How long must I?
We will wait? Not fear.
Our country is strong.
Strong.
Our financial institutions remain strong.
Hey, you gotta be a man. Hey. You gotta take a stand. Yeah.
And the American economy will be open for business as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace. The green button.
That was Trump.
This is a fight for freedom. This is a fight to say to the freedom-loving people of the world, we will not allow ourselves to be terrorized.
Made me feel so much better over the past couple of days. Patriotic music, everything just made me feel better, and I think now my generation is going to appreciate a little bit more what your generation and my grandparents' generation fought for.
On that note,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Quick question. You more worried about terrorism from overseas or terrorism domestically?
Domestic.
Absolutely. Me too. Because Trump did, as he said, he bombed the you-know-what out of ISIS, killed al-Baghdadi and other terrorist leaders whom the Washington Post eulogized as religious scholars. This is what we're up against, friends.
Right.
Mass murderers who are identified as religious scholars by the Washington Post. And there's enough dummies left that buy into it. So therefore, and on this, the 19th anniversary of 9/11, we have a president who's been nominated for his second Nobel Peace Prize in a week.
Mm-hmm.
This time for brokering a historic peace deal between Serbia and the breakaway Republic of Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Mr. Clinton and his wife had us in that area.
Yes, they did.
Getting bogged down.
Yes, they did.
Why is it that we have to look across the sea for recognition of a president who knows how to bring people together? He would do it here. He's not being given a chance to do it here because they know he would kick their ass and take their names. Instead, they, oh, he's divisive. Like, you weren't.
Right.
So we have to rely on recognition from overseas leaders to the work that the president's done. And there's going to be more. Maybe he'll get nominated for a third. Then they'll probably give it to somebody like Obama, who's just, you know, a charming figurehead.
Can read a teleprompter.
Yeah. So, again, God, I think the prizes are announced in October. Wouldn't that be great if he won before?
Oh, yeah.
How will the Democrats do?
There'd be some heads exploding, Greg.
Oh, they explode every day. Every day there's another scandal, another book coming out. Oh, this, oh, that. They're even bringing back Russia. They're recycling the same stuff they
were. We didn't buy it the first time.
No.
But that's just it. If he was so bad, if Donald Trump is so bad, then why can't they just tell the truth about him and let us be the judge instead of having to constantly lie, get caught lying, and then come up with a new lie?
Now, guys, the bigger question is, what's in it for them in a world led by Joe Biden? Why would anybody in their right mind want a world led by Joe Biden? We got a nice preview of it at the Chiefs game last night, but, you know, unfortunately, most Americans weren't interested in how many national anthems we needed a football game and how many flags we need to fly. We have one flag, red, white, and blue. And over almost 2.5 centuries, we have worked very hard to make sure it represents everybody. Constitutional amendments, laws, civil rights acts, everything else. What is your problem? I'll tell you exactly what our problem is. We have looked the other way while schools, they're not teaching 9/11 in our schools.
Nope. If you look on Google, as of this morning, when you look anything up on Google, there was nothing to mention 9/11.
They didn't do a little remembrance on there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody called in Joey's show, and so we pulled it up. Joey and I pulled up, scrolled down to the bottom of the Google news page. Not one mentioning of 9/11.
Isn't that amazing? Like it never happened.
Right.
Wow.
And these are companies that are making billions off us. Billions.
To hell with the National Effed Up League. Yeah. Joe, you are correct. Yeah, you didn't read the whole thing, but yeah, you're right. This NFL star charged for alleged role in $24 million COVID relief fraud scheme. I posted that story yesterday. That's another problem the NFL has. Felons, criminals. And now, what are they doing? Instead of working to change that reputation, they're celebrating criminals with their names on the back of their jerseys or helmets and all this BLM in the end zone and all that. Just cut it out. I like my baseball field to be green and pastoral. And I could care less about basketball, but enough.
I'm with you, Greg. Enough.
No, but I'll look it up.
It's just it seems to get more ridiculous every day, no matter what is put in place to try to appease people. The people by nature are always going to want more.
Yeah, I read the list.
But when you're tearing the country apart, what is there to gain?
it's crazy, lad. This Jackie Mason piece. Yeah. It just gets better and better the deeper you read into it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I got so many tabs. I missed the king of the tabs over there. I got so many tabs open, I forgot where I was. I'll come back to it. It's really good. Jewish news. Here we go. I will come back to it because he does address the things that are confronting comedians in the contemporary culture. At 4:49, Mr. Electric brought you that electrifying story. And these are folks that you can call with confidence anytime you need. You have to think. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Everybody on that team is a certified master electrician. People that really know their stuff, the top of their craft. Their business model is totally consumer-friendly. Appointments are made at times convenient for you. Specific appointments, not windows where we may or may not show up, but specific times. Upfront pricing on any work that you need done. Everything that is done is completed and tidied up afterwards, and you only pay the upfront price that they tell you for the work that you need done by Mr. Electric. They've done so much for us. They put in our Ring doorbell system. They put in motion-activated security lighting, solved a couple of lighting issues that we couldn't figure out if there was a switch somewhere we had missed. Turned out, in one instance, there was no wire in the pipe that led. The fixture was out there with bulbs in the thing, and we're trying everything in the house.
When you tell that story over the air, I laugh so hard at you, Greg.
I know, but it never occurred to me that somebody would install a fixture outdoors with a pipe running to the back of it and not have
no wires
in it.
Duh.
But Mr. Electric fixed it. It works great now.
I bet it does.
And it's not only a good security line, it's motion activated, too. You want to feel like you're in the movies? Trigger that thing at 4 o'clock in the morning. Trust me. Can see it from anywhere. 245-1566 is their number, 245-1566, or online at MrElectric.com.
Kingback Ranch at Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have lights and moderate traffic now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We're a little busy at the interchange. We've got congestion on Northeast Boulevard, Ware's Ferry to Wetumpka Highway. A little bit of congestion East Boulevard near Vaughan. And Taylor Road is very busy out around I-85. We have no new accidents in to pass along. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professional, and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, that reminds me. We got to touch base with Jay Quillen. She delivered our pies for police to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency today.
Yeah. All right.
And I got a great picture here. Look at this. This the best of the best.
Hey, look at there.
Everybody looks pretty happy.
Mm-hmm. How can you not be happy with a pie?
I want to thank the listeners that helped us make that possible. Very grateful. And you know how to reach me through Facebook Messenger or GregBudell@AOL.com if you're interested. At 4:53, we've got time to squeeze in old Harold Delaney before the top of the hour after a couple of quick messages, and then we'll wrap up this All Request Friday.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC Voice.
If you look to the east, it looks like somebody set a nuclear bomb off between our neck of the woods and Tuskegee.
Yeah.
And there is a, what we call in meteorological terms, a big-ass red cell thunderstorm that is looks like it's coming into the and Mount Meigs area, soon to be in Montgomery. Eddie and I are going to go down and, as a public service to you, look for this storm.
Well,
and give you updates as the storm gets closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know. That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, really? Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have